A storm be bad luck on Halloween.
Oh no! It's that Groovy Scoopcast, the go-to audio hub for all things Scooby-Doo!
Hey guys, my name's Derek.
And I'm Shannon.
And today, we are going to be talking about To Switch a Witch from the Scooby-Doo Show. Shannon, overall thoughts on this wonderful episode?
Oh, you know, just one of the most unfunny episodes we've had.
Ever. yes, for those who have never seen this episode before, it aired as part of the technical, like, third season, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? We also just call it the third season of the Scooby-Doo Show. All in all, it wasn't a very entertaining episode, whichever way you look at it.
No.
Before we start talking about it, though, we are going to kick off the Mystery Machine Match, our weekly trivia competition, where Shannon and I tries to figure out which one of us knows Scooby-Doo better than the other. Currently, Shannon is sitting with 3 points, while I am sitting with 4. Shannon, you feeling optimistic about moving on up in the world in general and this?
Maybe.
You're looking at your questions and you don't look enthused.
You're going to know them. Like, one of them was actually a Scooby fun fact that you did.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's just start, because I don't know if you'll get these.
As always, there's one that you might not get, but you're definitely going to get 2 of them. Okay. So I'm annoyed.
Well, as usual, you get to go first today.
At the end of the Scooby-Doo movie, a reporter asks the gang if they'll help solve a mystery in what European city?
Are there any options?
No.
Fuck. I have no idea.
You don't want to take a guess?
Is it a real place? Yeah. Sometimes it's not. Yes, what is it?
London.
Oh, I did know that. I can, like, hear that woman's voice in my head. Terrorizing London. Like, she just sounded so, like, answer me now. Okay, so I guess I didn't get that. Okay. Here's your first question. Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost takes place in a small town in what part of the U.S.? Southwest or New England?
Southwest. Mm-hmm. Is there a New England in the U.S.?
Yeah, Shannon, like the eastern states, like...
Okay.
What's your next question for me?
What Frank Sinatra song did Fred Silverman say inspired him to create Scooby-Doo's name?
Strangers in the Night.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I know.
Here is your next question. What network did Scooby-Doo switch to in 1976? CBS, NBC, or ABC? I will help you a little bit. Okay. It started on CBS, so yeah. It's either going to NBC or ABC.
ABC?
Yes, okay. That's right.
My thought was like ABC Family, like Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Yep, it was ABC. What is your last question for me today?
In Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island, the monsters drain their victim's life force under what type of moon?
The Harvest Moon.
Okay, there were options for that, but sure, yeah, you were right.
Oh, you sounded like you were done to me, but what's
Half the Harvest or Moon? Harvest, yeah.
It was Harvest. The Harvest, yes. I've seen that movie many times. I know my shit.
I know you do.
Here's your last question. Oh, it's also about Zombie Island.
Great, because I don't remember it. It's one of my favorite movies and I don't remember anything.
What is the name of the pirate ship whose wood was used to build a mansion in Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island? The Maelstrom or the Storm Chaser?
Is it the first one?
Yes, it was the first one. Yeah, because when Velma's in the kitchen and she takes that spatula and she like rips up that wall,
And
that's
it has,
where it says
like,
Maelstrom on the side of the wall, yeah.
So I was thinking that's what it said, and I was like, it didn't say Storm Chaser. I'd remember that.
Well, it looks like today we are both picking up 2 points, bringing our totals to 6 and 5. Wow, I don't know why I was not able to add just now. Bringing our totals to 6 and 5, respectively. So, I still maintain a 1-point lead.
Boo.
Will it stay this way, listeners? Place your bets now. That was this week's Mystery Machine Match. Now we'll move on to our review of To Switch a Witch. The premise for this episode is coming from Scoobypedia today. The gang is off to visit a friend, Arlene Wilcox, on Halloween night in the town of Salem, which is being haunted by a witch. The town suspects Arlene and sets out to get a confession from her.
What was that episode that we watched where everybody thought that Daphne was the vampire because she had red hair?
I Left My Neck in San Francisco.
So they literally took the plot of that and put it in this episode, but made the bad guy look absolutely nothing like the person that it was supposed to be.
Well, like, because the funny thing with the vampire and Daphne, the only thing that they had in common was the hair color. And even then, I don't even think it was consistently the same color.
It wasn't the same shade of red, no.
But, yeah, this ghost has green hair.
Arlene is blonde.
And they also just don't look alike at all.
No.
I mean, by that logic, Shannon and I look alike.
We could be twins.
We could be twins.
The only difference is you have a name.
Unlike Arlene's twin. So we'll kick off the episode where it began in the cemetery. We're going to spend a lot of time in the cemetery this episode.
So get ready to be spooky.
It's so spooky.
Yeah.
I'm scared. We open to see a man. He is just digging a hole. We later find out he is a caretaker named Gar Mooney. I'm assuming he's just digging to prepare to bury somebody.
Yeah.
Or he's digging up a body. Who knows? And there's a storm coming. He says that there is a storm coming tonight on Halloween.
And it's bad luck.
Bad luck, yes. As you can hear in the premise, he talks kind of old-timey, you know?
Yeah.
And
we're not really sure when this episode takes place.
The episode was released in 1978, but the characters outside of the gang and Arlene act like they're from the 1600s.
Yeah. Not much has changed since the 1600s, which is also funny because the witch that Arlene's sister is portraying actually died in the 1700s.
Yes. And yeah, okay, so that's my next note actually, is that her gravestone says Melissa Wilcox. It has the sign of Mormo, as we learn about later, and it just says witch underneath it. Her birthday was in 1733. And she died in 1778. We're supposed to believe that this witch, Melissa Wilcox, was burned at the stake or something. They said that she was burned, right?
I think so.
I think that's what Mooney said to the squire a few moments later. So, for one, fun fact, none of the witch trials in America were ever done by burning.
Yeah.
They were either, like, hung or crushed. Were they drowned? I think they were drowned, too.
Yeah, so they would, like...
But they weren't set on fire.
No, we actually were one of the only... Whatever, like, we didn't burn our witches. We did, like, other stuff. Because with, like, the drowning, they would, like, tie you to, like, a heavy rock or something and throw you in the water.
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that one fact is we never actually did burn anybody here in America. But also, the Salem witch trials took place in the 1690s. And... Wilcox was killed, apparently, by being burned at the stake in 1778, you know, 2 years after America was born.
What the fuck, America?
So, he's spooked, the man is, because Melissa Wilcox's ghost appears behind the gravestone. She's wearing a cheesy, very, like, stereotypical purple witch costume. She's got, like, the hat and the little cloak and...
Green hair.
Green spiky hair going everywhere. Her skin's just pale white, you know, as a ghost.
Her, but she has, like, black makeup around her eyes to make it look like almost a mask or like she's, like, dead.
And she also is glowing.
Yes.
So, she's, like, laughing and saying that she has come back for her revenge. Gar Mooney is scared by this and he runs for his life. He goes to Squire Marley's house. Squire Marley is one of the town leaders. I don't really know what role he really plays because I looked up the word squire just to, you know, figure this out. Google says it's a man of high social standing who owns and lives on an estate in a rural area. So I don't really know what he has anything to do with anything in this episode.
They do mention at one point, hold on, let me see if I think I wrote it down. They said that he's, like, a town leader.
Right, that's what I just said.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, maybe, like, mayor?
Like, is he on the board or something? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
But Mooney does go to his house, and he's just like, the witch has risen, the one that was burned 200 years ago. Oh, yeah, so there you go, 200 years ago. So this is in 1978. That's, like, when the episode's released.
Okay.
All right, so that lines up. So they're going to go back to the cemetery and check things out. We cut to the gang. They are driving the mystery machine, and they're headed to Old Salem, as the sign actually says, Old Salem.
Yeah.
Maybe they, like, entered, like, a time vortex or something, and now they're in the 1600s or 1700s or whenever the fuck that this takes place.
Yeah, but even if so, like, that would have been 200 years ago.
I'm just saying that these people need to, like, maybe grow, like, the fuck up.
Maybe because, like, they're in this rural Old Salem they're area.
They're that close-minded.
Yeah, like, they never grew. Like, they're worse
than the Amish.
They never grew. They never grew. They were just constantly...
They are worse than the Amish.
I don't know. That's just, like... But, so I'm thinking maybe, like, they're just Old Salem. Maybe that's how they, like, act because you go there as, like, a tourist attraction.
Yeah, but you know that's not what Salem is actually like. These people were ready to murder Arlene.
They weren't going to murder her. They were just going to torture her.
Okay, we mentioned Arlene several times. We haven't really explained who she is. Velma explains to the gang that Arlene had called her just saying that she was, like, concerned about something. I don't really think that she went into a lot of detail at this point.
Yeah, and then the phone got hung up.
Apparently the phone went dead. Don't know why. And I don't know why they never just called each other back, but they didn't. But they felt that it was time to go and see her. She just inherited a family home. It's Halloween. Scooby and Shaggy are very excited to go trick-or-treating.
I'd be excited to go trick-or-treating in, like, Old Salem.
That'd be kind of neat, yeah.
So they're in the mystery machine. And, you know, it always toggles back and forth between, like, the front seat and the back seat. So yes. Every time we see the back with Shaggy and Scooby, there's a curtain up.
And yeah, in this episode, yeah, there's a back. Yeah, why? Like, what is that for?
Instead of drawing just a line with two door handles, they instead draw, like, a curtain with a rod and, like
wrinkles. It's like a window, like, curtain. Yeah.
Like, they took the time to draw it out.
I think it's laughable how inconsistent the mystery machine is. Like, in the Headless Spectre episode, the engine was, like, back there.
Yeah.
The curtain is covering the engine. <There you go. laughs> They don't have to look at it. So we cut back to the squire and Mr. Mooney. They are now entering the cemetery. I noted that there was some really bad animation here when it comes to, like, when they go through the cemetery gates.
Yeah.
For a moment, it looked like the squire, like, kind of floated over the artwork. And also, every single time that they enter the cemetery, regardless if it's these guys or the gang or anybody, the proportions are constantly wrong. Like, just every time, they're wrong.
Has a lot of issues.
Yes, because we'll get to that. So the squire also sees the witch. So he believes, you know, Mooney, and
as they're walking in, Marley, like, specifically tells Mooney, like, if you're wrong about this witch, then the cemetery's getting a new caretaker.
Yeah. Is that a threat?
Yeah, like, fuck off. Are you threatening
me, squire? But, yeah, he did see the witch, actually, and then they both just freak out and run away.
So Mooney's job is safe.
Yes, yes, Mooney gets to live. We now see the gang arrive at the Wilcox estate. They see the squire nailing a sign onto a tree that says witch, and it has that same symbol that we saw a moment ago on the gravestone in the cemetery.
Which is funny, because that sign is literally just to stop witches from rising from their grave. So them, like, putting it all over the town isn't doing anything.
Well, he's not even putting it all over town. He's just putting it outside of her house.
Just outside and Arlene's house.
I just wrote down, like, this is fucking harassment. Like, oh my god. Because he tells the gang, he's like, a ghost has, like, possessed her, and, you know, I should leave while you still can. And Fred's like, okay, no thanks, and just keeps going.
Like, they must be very, very good friends with Arlene.
Well, also, like, this man is just outside of her house nailing a sign saying that she's a witch. I don't think I'm gonna believe him.
But, like, if you and I are on the phone, and all of a sudden, your phone goes dead, and you're not answering, I mean, I would probably drive to your house. But then if there's somebody, like, hanging a thing that just says, like, you're a witch, and they're like, don't go in there, he's a witch, I'd be like, I try to call you back and just be like, bro, what's going on?
I'm
going to
go home, but let me know.
Yeah, like, I'm going home because, like, obviously some shit's going down. But, like,
talk
call
to
me
you
when
later.
It's over. Yeah.
I don't know what time you're off work, but okay. The gang knocks on the house door. Arlene answers. She's all scared looking. And she brings them inside to explain what's going on. So she says that the squire and Mr. Mooney, and apparently there's everyone in town, they think that she's been possessed by the ghost of the witch because apparently they look alike. Yeah, they don't look alike at all.
No.
In like no way at all. There's no zero resemblance at all.
And this is like a constant thing that's being said. Like when Mooney and Marley see it, they make that comment.
Shaggy even agrees with
them. Shaggy agrees
she...
with them. And then at the very end, when Arlene sees her, she's like, oh my gosh, it can't be like possible. She looks just like me.
Yeah. Like, but she looks nothing like you.
Maybe you and I just can't see it. Maybe it's like that dress that was yellow and...
Oh, the yellow and white one,
yeah,
and the blue
so
and
maybe,
black.
So maybe we're seeing it blue and black, and everyone else is seeing it yellow and gold.
Maybe. I mean, guys, write in. Let us know what you're seeing. So Scooby and Shay go in the kitchen. They naturally eat every single piece of food that Arlene has in the entire house.
Well, Scooby eats it.
Oh, yeah. Shaggy is handing him the food just to put on the table. Scooby's just eating all of it. And he realizes what Scooby is doing when he... hand Scooby like this string of sausages,
and he sees the sausages.
Shaggy goes like, full on primal over here and just starts pulling it with his teeth. I'm like, Shaggy, stop.
Here's what I wrote down for it. Scooby eats all the food. Shaggy plays tug of war with their mouths and some sausages, and they end up kissing.
We cut to a few moments later. Scooby and Shaggy have gone into their bedroom for the night, and Shaggy pulls out the costume that they're gonna wear for trick-or-treating. He got Scooby a costume that incidentally looks exactly like the same costume that our ghost of the episode is wearing. So maybe they got them at the same store.
The biggest thing that annoyed me with this was because Shaggy gets very like cute about it. He's like, oh, close your eyes. Like, I'm going to get you dressed. And then Scooby starts like moving away from the mirror.
Yeah, right. Like he has his eyes closed and it's just kind of scooting across the room.
Like, just stay still.
Shaggy tells him that he can open his eyes and he looks. He's now looking into the doorway into the room. And there's the witch. And they mimic each other like a mirror. That's a gag that's always in Scooby.
Yeah.
I don't really think we've seen it before on this podcast, but...
I think this is the first time, but I know that it happens.
It happens all the time, yeah. But then, you know, they do discover, oh my god, it's actually the witch, and she's like, meh, revenge, and then runs away, because that's what she does all episode.
She doesn't do anything.
Right. But when she, like, leaves, Shaggy, like, okay, I don't know how to explain this. So,
okay, wait, I got this. So,
I don't know what
Scooby
Scooby
dives and hides under the bed.
Yes.
Shaggy jumps on top of the bed. And the header and the footer close up.
Of, like, the bed frame itself.
Yeah, and then it, like, flies up against a wall and then turns into a closet.
Like a little wardrobe.
Which opens up and Shaggy's inside.
And the rest of the house comes in hearing them screaming. I think it was Fred that's just like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know.
We have no idea.
But Shaggy at this point does exclaim that Arlene and the witch do look alike.
Which they don't.
We're just going to constantly remind you guys, just in case, you know, you didn't hear us before.
So then they turn around, because apparently they didn't see it as they were walking in, but when they turned around to leave, they saw acid on the carpet.
Well, they don't know it's acid, they just said a black liquid.
That is bubbling and burning through the carpet.
Yes.
It's acid.
They also look outside the window, and they see the witch running to the cemetery. So, Fred, I don't know if, like, they agreed for Shaggy and Scooby to stay behind or what. But Fred, Daphne, and Velma climb in the mystery machine, and they're just going to go book it towards the cemetery. And Scooby and Shaggy, they get spooked by a tree.
Okay.
And
like, the window opens up, and the tree, like, reaches inside and like,
touches. Well, that's another gag that happens in Scooby.
I know, but, like...
The tree branches, like, poke them and scare the shit out of them. But they, like, start running outside of the house, and they're, like, screaming after Fred, Daphne, and Velma, like, wait! And so, like, were they just intentionally left behind?
Did they
stay
know.
Behind?
I don't know.
But in order to catch up with them, they decide to run through a pumpkin patch. I wrote, Shaggy and Scooby run through pumpkin patch. Antics ensue.
Yeah, basically, like, they're running, there's pumpkins, they step in the pumpkins.
Scooby looks cute running in the pumpkins with his little witch costume on.
Alright.
I thought it was cute. And then there's Shaggy, who I don't know what he's doing with his pumpkins. Because he, like, gets his feet in them, and now he's just bouncing. He's not, like, stepping or anything like that. He's just bouncing, bouncing, bouncing through the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
Shaggy and Scooby got to the cemetery almost at the same time as Fred and the rest of the gang.
Yeah, they make good time.
Yeah.
They
cut through the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. So when everyone's in the cemetery, they see the witch kind of like disappear behind the gravestone.
And she was glowing.
She's been glowing a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, shouts her revenge thing again. They find a hot wire behind the gravestone. And I'm like, I wonder what this is. And they also see the symbol that's on the gravestone that matches the same sign that the squire was nailing on the tree, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Mr. Mooney appears, like, oh, hi. Didn't see you there, sir. And he's like, oh, no, that's the mark of Mormo. A witch's sign. It's like, sir, did you not see this the other two times you've been here to see the witch?
You also work here.
Right. Like don't you see do, this do you not see this time? All the time? Apparently, the Wilcox family is, like, notorious to where they have, like, a genealogy book in the museum. Like, that's a highly regarded cemetery, you know, site right
like,
there.
Like, I'm sure, like, people come to see it.
Exactly. Like, you should know what's on these things, I guess. I don't know.
I also wanted to make, like, a little fun fact that everyone in the cemetery died in the 1700s.
I didn't make that observation.
Every time I saw a headstone, the person died in the 1700s.
What's with these fucked up gravestones? Because the same thing happened in the spooky fog of Juneberry.
Like, we're just way the fuck back in time.
How old was that one guy? He was like 130-something years old.
He died to be like 100 and something.
I wrote down that Scooby was flying on a broom because...
Yeah.
You know, this antics ensue. My next note is that we now see the squire rounding up people at town hall.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say, I don't know where it came from, but... My next note was, how are they going to make her confess?
They're all like, you know, like, man, she's a witch. And man, we got to get her to confess. Yeah. Yes.
What are you going to do if she confesses?
Right. Like, are you going to burn her? Well, they evidently plan to because they have all those torches.
Yeah.
We do see torches just a little bit later. And I'm just like, are we in the fucking 1600s right now? What the fuck? At the same time, Fred, Daphne, and Velma, they're going to the witchcraft museum.
The whole gang did.
Did they?
Yeah, because that was when that mouse in the witch's sleeve thing happened.
Oh, for some reason I only wrote down that Fred, Daphne, and Velma did. Okay, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. So they enter. They see the stocks and, like, the dunking stool. Fred and Velma, like, do the little educational spiel about what those things are for the rest of the game.
They would, in the dunking stool, they would dunk you until you confess to being a witch.
Yes.
And then Daphne makes a very good thing of, well, after being dunked for so long, like, how would you not confess to being a witch? And it was like, exactly. That's why so many people died.
Velma also goes through these books that are on this table. She's like, maybe we'll find a clue in these books. And she starts opening them. And these papers, like, have so much dust on them. I'm like, these books is full of dirty old papers. There's also a cheesy little witch dummy.
Yeah. Which looks just like the witch that's being, like, dressed up as.
I think just all witches look the same.
That's racist.
I know. The racism was intentional, Shannon. But yeah, it was a cheesy looking witch. Scooby has a little fun with it, with a mouse in the sleeve. Antics ensue.
Yeah. The gag goes on for just, like, way too long.
The mark of Mormo that they saw on the gravestone is also in one of the books that Velma's seeing. And it does explain that it's supposed to prevent dead witches from rising from the grave. It didn't do its job. So they also find that Wilcox genealogy book. Fred's super excited about it, I noticed. Like, his voice was very enthusiastic about this clue. I think he has a crush on Arlene.
Well, I was going to say, because, like, everybody's wet for Fred. Arlene is not, because she's just trying to, like, live.
She's trying to survive the night.
She's just trying to survive. And so Fred's like enjoying the chase.
He's like, I'll get you to be wet for me.
Yeah.
But they look through the records and they find Arlene's parents' names. And where it should say that Arlene was born, it just says Gemini. And then it has two lines that are just blocked out.
Which also, because Arlene wasn't in the family list, both names were crossed off and it said Gemini.
Yeah.
So why would they cross off Arlene's? Why not just the twin?
Well, see, we don't know who did. We don't know who crossed them
out. Because then, how do we know that Arlene is really related? How do we know that this whole thing isn't unwinding right now? Arlene inherited a house that isn't her family. How do we know?
Well, she probably would have gotten it with her parents. Her parents are still listed there.
Her parents could have adopted her. We don't know. What the fuck is going on with this missing twin that's been gone for 20-some years?
They at first think that the Gemini...
And we don't even know what her name is!
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. But, the gang at first think that the Gemini is referring to, her horoscope, her astral sign or whatever.
Because Shaggy was born under a hospital sign.
Yes, he makes that funny gag. But Velma also points out that her birthday doesn't correspond with being a Gemini. She was, born in October or something? I don't know. What if Halloween's her birthday?
I was going to say, that sucks. My birthday month, I almost died at the end of it.
Because everyone in town turned on me. It's kind of like Rockwellville.
Yeah. The Scooby-Doo universe is just very mean.
I would not want to live in it. Rockwellville kills the naughty. Juneberry just sucks ass.
Juneberry kills everyone.
And Salem is still in the 1600s.
We're good. We don't need the Scooby-Doo universe to be real. I'm fine.
My next note is that Velma needs to stop pretending to be smart. So, what was it? She said something about, not really understanding the clue. And then Fred's like, wait, I've got it. And then she responds, oh, of course. And I'm like, you guys didn't say anything.
I think that Fred and Velma are so smart that they can read each other's minds. And so all Fred had to do was go, it makes total sense. And then Velma was like, oh my God, it does.
So you're suggesting telepathy.
Yeah. They spend every day together.
I'm down with it. I like it. At this point, the gang splits up. So we also see the squire. He's starting to lead the mob out of the town hall. All of their torches are lit. They're ready to just kill Arlene.
They're ready to yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Mooney, who was evidently at the town hall or nearby and knows what's going on, he runs to Arlene's house and he's like, look, there's a ton of people. They're on their way to fucking kill you. Run for your goddamn life.
And Arlene goes, but I'm waiting for my friends. And if that ain't me.
But I love her first thought. Let's run to the cemetery. Where the witch has been spotted several times.
The thing is, though, she runs out of her house and the whole time is just screaming.
And then we've got Mr. Mooney just standing in her doorway just watching as she runs. He doesn't say anything.
Because he's a fucking backstabbing traitor.
He does turn out to be part of the whole scheme, yes. But I actually forgot he, because I've seen this episode before, and I knew that the twin thing was coming, but I forgot he was in on it. So when, at the end, when they're like, and Mr. Mooney was in on it too, I'm like, wait, he was? What?
Which, Mr. Mooney has Arlene's back throughout this entire episode.
I didn't suspect him at all.
So, when we find out that he's been helping, I'm literally just like, but how?
Right. Well, what evidence is there that he was helping, to be honest? I think one of the members of the gang said was and Mr. Mooney was in on it. What evidence?
Maybe he's the one that, crossed it out.
But why?
Just he knew. I don't know. That's
how does he know the twin?
I don't know.
I don't know these things. Scooby and Shaggy, they are trick-or-treating right now. So, Scooby receives a cat. Because the old lady that's giving him the cat doesn't realize that there's a trick-or-treater outside of her house. She's just like, out for the night, dearie, and just throws the cat outside.
Can you imagine, like, kicking your cat out of the house for the night?
No.
Like, just fucking survive.
See you in the morning, maybe.
My cats would die.
But she put the cat in Scooby's sack, so Scooby just got a cat for Halloween.
Congratulations. It's Shannon's
dream. Shaggy gets his candy stolen.
Yeah.
By this jerk. He's just like, I'll take the treats, and just takes his entire bag. It's like, that's really rude. I don't like this town.
No, everybody's fucking rude, or just like...
Like, you can either be someone who's off to be killing someone for witchcraft in a mob, or you're stealing somebody's candy. Like, it's gonna be one or the other in this town, I swear.
Well, and that's the funny thing, is that, like, that guy's not part of the mob.
No, right. He hasn't even been there. Like, he's just being a jerk independently of everyone else in town.
There's a lady that kicks her cat out every night.
Salem's worse. Like, what's worse, Salem or Juneberry?
I mean, at least in Juneberry, like...
No one's trying to kill you. Everyone's just dying of Matt's death.
Like, at least in Juneberry, you're the only one alive.
So, Scooby and Shaggy run into Arlene at this point. So, she hasn't gotten to the cemetery just yet.
But she's, like, screaming or whatever. Oh, she's, yeah, like, she's just like, they're after me! Oh, my God!
Right, yeah. I mean, well, wouldn't you be? Like...
I mean, yeah.
If everyone in town was just after you with torches and pitchforks, Shannon, would you not be a little bit distressed?
I guess, but I wouldn't run to the cemetery.
So she now separates from them. She's now heading to the cemetery. Scooby is still in his witch costume because he just has not gotten the hint yet. Like, dude, everyone's out to kill a witch and you look like a witch. So
I'm actually so surprised that, like, while they were trick-or-treating, like, people weren't...
Like, oh my god, it's a witch!
Yeah.
But the mob spots them at this point. And the squire, he insinuates that Arlene, as the ghost witch, now has used her witchcraft powers to transform herself into a dog.
Yeah, I flat out just wrote, Marley is a fucking dumbass. Also, Scooby and Shaggy's candy bags are now full.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the Halloween point of this episode. That just seemed like something just so random to shoehorn in here. Like, oh, yeah. And it's also Halloween. It didn't matter at all.
No. I didn't actually, like, I obviously saw the trick-or-treating and stuff, but I didn't catch on that it was Halloween.
Right.
Because I was like, you're in Old Salem. Like, it's all Halloween all the time. So I was like, maybe that's why they're trick-or-treating.
So they've captured Scooby. Shaggy tries to explain to them, like, guys, it's a dog. Like, that's my dog. And
Shaggy shapeshifts also.
Yes. Okay. So before he does, like, try to explain to them that, you know, Scooby's a dog, he, in his little, I don't know what kind of costume he's wearing.
He almost looks like,
he looks like a peasant. He just looks like a flat out homeless peasant. In, like,
Romeo
peasant.
And Juliet.
Oh, like one of the friars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he could, but why? That's a terrible costume. I'm going to go as a friar for Halloween
now. He dressed his dog up as a witch and went as a friar.
Yeah.
Like, friars are normally, like, people of God, which is...
The opposite not so of much. Witchcraft, yeah. But, I mean... Why didn't he just exude his wizard powers and be a wizard?
Because he was shape-shifting.
He was too busy shape-shifting. So he's trying to follow the mob. He hides behind a mailbox... And a lamppost.
And a tree.
And a tree. And when he goes behind these objects, he transforms his body into the shape of those objects so you can't see him behind those objects.
Yeah.
It's a pretty useful power.
It is.
It works, too.
Up until he gets caught.
Yes. So he does end up being spotted by the squire. The squire's like, look, it's one of the witch's unholy helpers. And it's like... They're just looking for blood at this point.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care. They're just like,
let's fucking kill anybody that's new.
Right. So, they grab him, too, because I think Shaggy, like, tripping. He's now, like, in a trash bag. Or, no, he's in a trash can. Remember, he had his butt stuck in the trash can?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. I did not write that
down. I don't know. He fell a lot.
Meanwhile, Fred, Daphne, and Velma return to the cemetery again. Because they're just always at the fucking cemetery in this episode, I swear. Two animation notes to make. So for the first, I'm pretty sure this happened before and we maybe just didn't spot it, but you and I both saw it this time. They spelled cemetery wrong.
Yeah.
They spelled it with an A instead of an E, you know, as in T-E-R-Y. And it happened in a few different angles too. But it's so weird because every other scene where we see the gates of the cemetery, it's spelled correctly.
You know what's also weird? That when the mystery machine pulls up to the cemetery, Shaggy's silhouette is in the mystery machine.
And meanwhile, he's being captured and being interrogated for being a witch.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of his wizard powers. Maybe he can, like, multiply.
Maybe.
Or, like, be in two places at once. Or, like, astral project, like in the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
But you would think that, like, he would be able to warn them. Like, hey, we're, like, Scooby's being tortured. Maybe come help us.
Maybe their minds are independent of each other.
That's not how astral projection works, but okay.
Do you astral project?
No, but I know how it works.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do it for me right now.
I don't do it, but I know how it works.
Back at... Oh, so they went to the witchcraft museum to interrogate Shaggy and Scooby.
They're using the dunking stool.
And Scooby is being dunked in, and he comes back up, and he's just washing his costume with soap. He's having a good time at first.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you know what? This is fine.
I mean, sometimes being tortured is a little fun at first, but after a couple hours, it gets a little old.
Shaggy is imprisoned in one of the stocks. He manages to get onto his feet and hands and scurries away to the cemetery in said stocks. He walks up like a fucking idiot in the cemetery. This is after Fred, Daphne, and Velma find Arlene just hiding behind a mausoleum. Over here! Here's the drugs!
Yeah. I know, she
went, does look kind of sketchy when she comes out from so behind funny, that though, mausoleum.
Because she, like, poked behind the, like, her head out from behind the mausoleum and was like, psst! And I looked at Derek and I went, does she have the drugs?
But yeah, so Shaggy does find them, too.
So then, they go and they rescue Scooby.
Yes, they all hide up. I don't know how they got into the museum. Because they went into the upstairs portion, but, like, how?
Shaggy's a wizard.
They just teleported?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna assume that's how it works from now on.
Yeah.
Like, any way where they just end up where they're not supposed to be. Like, it was just Shaggy. Shaggy did it.
Shaggy did it.
Yeah. So, Velma... We didn't. I didn't know whose voice it was. You guessed it was Velma, and Scoobypedia says it's Velma, so I'm going to go with the fact that it's Velma. Velma.
I love that I guessed it, though, because yes. You asked, you were like, whose voice was that? And I was like, it sounded a little like Velma, and it was.
And it does sound like her.
Yes. I know my voice actors.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
So, Velma, she pretends to be a witch by using the dummy that was in the Witchcraft Museum a moment ago. She has it out on the balcony, and she's like, I have to save my sister witch.
Which is just funny, because that witch turns out to be a sister.
Did this episode just do foreshadowing?
Yeah.
I'm upset.
I'm mad that, like, we watched it twice and didn't catch on until we were talking about it.
My rating still stands.
Oh, 100%.
So, Scooby, at this point, is miserable from the dunking. And I think they just pushed the dummy, like, down or something like that. And everyone's just freaking out, going, oh my god, it's a witch! I know that someone in the crowd was like, I've never seen two witches before. Yeah. I'm like, same? Oh. but the dummy counterweights Scooby on the dunking stool. And Scooby goes flying up into the room where the rest of the gang is.
Hold on. It also just hit me for more foreshadowing. That Scooby and that dummy witch were dressed as twins.
Yes, they were.
So that was like a complete foreshadow.
Oh my god. I hate this. I hate everything. Now they've saved Scooby, they're going to go back to the cemetery again.
Well, yeah.
This time, they are going to set the trap. At first, I didn't know what he was doing. It looked like Fred was just...
Digging a grave.
The grave. You thought that he was digging up Melissa Wilcox's body just to show them that she's dead.
Yeah.
No, but he is digging a hole so that they can capture the witch. And Scooby and Shaggy accidentally fuck it up and they fall into it because I guess they just weren't aware of what the plan was.
But the hole that Moody was digging earlier in this episode, it turns out that the witch falls in that hole.
Yes.
So they still ended up.
And Daphne's like, we still got him anyway. Yeah. It's like, yes. Yes, you did.
So Arlene comes
Minimal effort.
So Arlene comes running up and she's like, oh my God, it's impossible. She looks just like me.
Oh my God.
She does it.
So it's now explained. This is her missing, long lost twin sister that she didn't know that she had. We don't get a name for her. She doesn't speak. She doesn't even, like, defend herself or anything like that.
No, and the only, like, lines that she had was the cackling and revenge!
I'll have my revenge! But yeah, so basically it was just an inheritance plot, like, A, I'm a twin, I'm a descendant of this person, so, like, I also have a right to this money. She didn't need to do this to get the inheritance!
No, she literally could have just shown up and been like, hey, long lost twin.
Like, pull up your birth certificate. They may do a blood test, but, yeah, like, this did not need to go to this level.
Because guess what, Arlene's twin? Now you're just going to jail.
Like, I guess the only way to just, you know, counter that is she wanted it all for herself, but, like, really?
Just kill Arlene then, right. Damn. Like,
Or also be mad at your parents or whatever the situation. We don't know why the twin isn't in the picture, but she's not. Well, I really don't understand why.
Here's what I wrote. I have,
Do you have a theory?
No, I just wrote a lot and then I want to see what you say. So my questions were, where was this other twin the whole time? Why was she missing? I don't care about this episode at all. I just want to know what happened to the twin. Also, why is she evil?
And why does she not look like Arlene?
So here's my out of this world guess. What is it? So we know that Mooney helped her do this plot.
Well, that's what the gang says. Okay. I don't think there's any evidence that he did, but evidently he
I think Mooney kidnapped this twin as a baby.
Okay.
Raised her to hate her family. And when the lady who lived in the house died, Arlene's like, grandma,
I don't know who died. I don't know. Someone died.
And then he was like, now is our chance to get back at that wretched family of yours. You have to dress up like your ancient ancestors. Like, all of this was Mooney, and Arlene's sister was just like,
along for the ride.
Yeah. Like, she didn't, you know, she didn't know she was innocent because, like, she was just kidnapped as a kid and made to believe that, like, her family gave her up or whatever, but because they use the term missing.
Yeah, but my thing is, why does Arlene not know she exists? Did the parents just, like, acknowledge, like, hey, one of our babies was stolen. Let's never talk about her again.
Maybe it hurts too much.
Just too much.
Maybe they thought that the baby died.
Well, yeah, but I still feel like Arlene would have known.
I mean,
she's, like, 18, 19 years old.
I'm gonna be honest, though, like, some families legit just don't talk about it. Like, it's weird and very unhealthy, but that's just
so fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's not justification here, like, why Arlene doesn't know why this twin is just in existence at all. Like, because the thing is, so does that mean that Mooney crossed out their names in the genealogy bug? Is that what you said earlier? Yeah. I mean, I guess, but again, like, I just don't understand why the parents never brought her up. Especially if, like, Arlene is now inheriting this. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would have come up in some kind of conversation during the whole process. Like, you know, if the twin were here, or, like, can you prove that the twin is dead? You know, because there would have had to have been a death certificate.
I mean, I'm sure, like, in a shitty old town like that.
I don't know the rules. I guess I don't know the rules. I just, it was weak. It was such a fucking weak plot point, and I don't understand any of it.
No.
Why does the twin not talk? Why does the twin not look like Arlene?
Why does the twin not have a name?
Why was she missing? Why is she evil?
Why is she evil? Also, why
I liked
she...
that last question of why yours. Is why evil? Is she evil?
So then we go back to this old ass fucking house that Arlene still has inherited.
It's not cute. Like, we didn't mention it earlier, but this house is falling apart. It's just like the old house that the Headless Spectre's in. It just looks like shit.
But basically, Scooby now has, like, a cold from being dunking. Tortured. And like I want to, I also want to talk about, like, I want to look out for future episodes if Scooby has, like, PTSD.
Okay.
Because Scooby was tortured.
He does get trauma sometimes. We know he does from the hockey episode we watched last season.
And it's water.
He's traumatized by the ice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like, now he just has, like, PTSD when it comes to water. But so then Shaggy's trying, Shaggy's trying to be, like, a good friend. He's like, oh, I made him chicken soup. And then he opens it up, and there's a chicken taking a bath. And he's like, oh, I guess I forgot to take the chicken out of it.
It's so dumb. Because also, we have so much evidence that Shaggy knows how to cook. Like, he would not have done this.
No. Shaggy would never.
I don't know why that upsets me, but it does.
You just got really mad.
I got real triggered out. I didn't even write that down. That's just a thought that came to my head.
You're just like, Shaggy wouldn't do that.
Shaggy wouldn't. That's not my Shaggy. This isn't my Shaggy.
Hashtag not my Shaggy.
Nick Pilatus's Shaggy wasn't my Shaggy. That was to switch a witch. I don't know what witch got switched with what witch, because I don't really feel like anyone ever interacted with the ghost witch at all.
The only switching of witches that happened
was the Scooby and the Dummy.
Yeah, was the Scooby and the Dummy.
But that's about it for that episode.
I want to know, like, what the townspeople thought when they realized that that second witch was a dummy and Scooby got away.
I would love it. I would like it if they just put the dummy on the dunking stool and then just to continue to dunk the dummy.
Well, because, like, clearly something happened that, like, you know, now everybody's just chilling fine. But, right.
Why would Arlene want to live in this town after this?
I'd be like, y'all tried to, like, fucking burn me at the stake.
How can you walk through town and people look you in the eye after this what happened tonight?
I would make a point to go and see Marley, like, at least once a week. Just bring him lunch and be like, hey!
I hope you're doing great today.
Yeah, like, have a great fucking day.
I made you an apple pie. Yeah. So that was to switch a witch. Shannon, what did you award this episode on the Scooby Snackometer?
I gave it a whopping 1.
1? Oh, shit. Okay, explain.
I fucking hated it. Okay. It's not. Look, okay, besides us laughing and having fun while we're talking it out, like, the episode itself sucked.
Yes.
We can come up with all these theories and try to figure it out, but, like, all in all, it made absolutely no sense. There's, like,
yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, that's it. I hated it.
I gave it a 2 myself. I don't think it's nearly as bad as some of the other ones that we've watched that did receive a 1 from us. But I don't think it's any good. The episode is bland. The mystery's weak. They don't interact with this monster nearly enough. There's a lot of missing details and plot holes that are funny, but I don't want to deal with those. And also, the animation was really bad in this episode. Like, I know that during this time period, it's generally just bad. But for some reason, this episode, it was noticeably really bad. All around, I feel like it was a very thrown together, like, last minute kind of thing, in a way.
Yeah.
So, no, I wasn't really impressed with it either. Which is weird, because I actually remember watching this one as a kid and liking it. So, at least children like watching, you know, people burn other people to the stake. But I don't. So, yeah, I'm giving it a 2. You're giving it a 1. So on That Groovy Scoopcast, we are officially giving To Switch a Witch a 1.5 out of 10 on the Scooby Snackometer.
Alrighty.
So are you ready for a fun fact today?
Yeah.
It's not exciting because I was lazy. I didn't really have a fun fact for today. So I'm actually going to pull something from Scoobypedia if you don't mind.
Alrighty.
The Mark of Mormo, or as Scoobypedia writes it, Mark of Mormal. It's actually a real life alchemical symbol for sulfur.
I was trying to figure out because I'd seen that symbol before. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't remember what it was from, and it was irritating.
Yeah. Apparently, it is one of the symbols that's used to represent sulfur in alchemy.
Okay.
I was looking up some other ones. There's some other ones that are more commonly used. But, yeah, this one also applies. So, I also don't really know what sulfur's significance is to witchcraft, because I'm not one. But, I don't know. Something that just wanted to throw out there in case you guys saw that and was wondering if that was something legit. So, next week, we will be moving on to the first Scooby and Scrappy-Doo show. Shannon, would you like to randomize what episode we'll be watching for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
watching The Ransom of Scooby Chief.
Ooh. This is actually the final episode of the Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo show, the first one. The premise that I'm about to read for this episode is coming from Scoobypedia. Wow, we're pulling from Scoobypedia a lot today. Thank you, Scoobypedia. You're great. Here's our premise. The gang head to New York City and drop off Shaggy, Scooby, and Scrappy so they can visit Scrappy's old neighborhood. Soon, Scooby and Shaggy is kidnapped, and it is up to Scrappy and his puppy friends to get them back.
Ooh.
So are we going to be focusing a lot on Scrappy in this episode, evidently?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Can't wait.
You know, that's my favorite.
If you guys want to talk to us about To Switch a Witch or The Ransom of Scooby Chief or anything regarding Scooby-Doo, you can always reach out to us online. We are on Facebook at That Groovy Scoobcast, Twitter at Groovy Scoobcast, and Tumblr at That Groovy Scoobcast.
You can also check out our website, www.thatgroovyscoobcast.com.
Or email us if you want at thatgroovyscoobcast@gmail.com. And with that, we hope that you enjoyed That Groovy Scoobcast.
Come back next week for Scooby Snack Fill Time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Revenge! I'll have my revenge!